You are listening to Hey Little Sister, the podcast with your host, Andrea Monroe Kalima. Hey Little Sister, good morning. It's Andrea Monroe Kalima and I am back for another episode of my podcast. It has been such a very long time that I have been here, right? I know. I hope you don't feel abandoned. I have been, focusing on so many things all at once. It can be overwhelming at times. I've actually even started another podcast called Conversations with Drea, and I had kind of scrapped the idea of doing this podcast, but I stumbled on it recently and I was like, I remember that this was my vision, that Hey Little Sister was my vision. It really is what I intended to pursue and become a brand. And something about listening to a few of the early episodes sparked and reignited that flame in me. And just so many things have seemed to have happened since I listened to those podcast episodes. And so I decided to resume and pick up where I left off. But I think a couple of years have passed by and we've experienced COVID. I've experienced death and grieving, and just so much has happened that has shaped the person that I am. And I don't know, I've changed somewhat, and I don't know if you can hear the tone in my voice, but perhaps in the future or near future, or as you listen to future podcasts, you will hear that change. I hope that they've changed for the better. You know, they say that in order to make wine, that grapes have to be stomped on and pressed, and they have to go through these processes that seem, abrasive and are painful, but the outcome yields this beautiful wine that connoisseurs, not unlike myself, can surely enjoy. And so I hope that you stick around and you pop in from time to time and you partake of the information and the knowledge that I'm going to impart with you. And I hope that you can, benefit from it in some way or form. And if not, that you share it with someone who can benefit. I hope that all has been well with you. How have you been doing? I know that I'm not the only person who has gone through things. I'm sure you've gone through things as well. But I pray that you are well. And it's nice to be reunited with you. And so on today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about something that I had overheard recently. I had heard a young woman, and I won't mention her names. She's quite popular in many arenas. But she was talking about the concept of nurturing the inner child. And I've heard others refer to this as remothering oneself, or remothering yourself. And this speaks to women, adult women, who as children experienced some sort of trauma and were emotionally wounded. Now, this young lady was talking about the importance of integrating your inner child with your adult self. And I found it intriguing because I've always been an advocate for, protecting the inner child. But what I want to talk to you about today is a little different. I wanted to kind of pose a question for you. I wanted to ask you, who is in control, or who has the most control over your life? Is it your inner child, or is it the adult woman that you are and want to become? A lot of times, trauma can cause us to get stuck emotionally and we can operate from a wounded place. If we're not careful, we'll be in survival mode, right? Because obviously we have to cope and survive the trauma when we're younger. But if we're not careful or we don't get the proper healing, we tend to remain with that mindset and spend, you know, hopefully not all of our lives with the fight or flight coping mechanisms that we needed when we were young, you know, not fully knowing how to lay down those arms in the right circumstances and always fighting. And, you know, sometimes that wounded inner child in us can lead us into the wrong kind of situations and relationships and cause us to make decisions that our adult selves or healed version of ourselves would not make. And so I wonder who is in control of your life? Who has the most control? Is it your inner child, or is it the woman that you are or want to become? Think about that, will you, for a while. I know when it comes to myself, for a very, very, very long time, my inner child, my wounded inner child, controlled my life. She led most of my decisions. She had held me captive in this sort of prison of fear. She caused me to feel like I couldn't trust anyone. I couldn't let anyone get too close. Like I had to be in control of everything around me. And it's tragic, really, because it really prevented me from really having meaningful relationships, because I was so, you know, focused on surviving or not getting hurt. And I didn't realize that in my attempts to control all of that, and in my attempts to not be in control, that I ended up hurting myself over and over again. Not only that, I kept repeating the same patterns over and over again and never fully going all the way through it, because obviously I didn't learn the lesson. So that's just some of the ways that I was being led by my wounded child. And I'll be honest with you, even in my present life, I realize there are times when my wounded inner child takes the lead. And it's only now that I'm recognizing, you know, that it's her and that I have to allow the woman who I intend to be and want to be to take the lead. And, you know, let my inner child know that it's okay, that I've got this, and that, you know, I'm going to be all right. It's important for me to do what was never done for me. You know, quite frankly, as long as I've known myself, I've never felt safe. I've never felt secure and I've never felt like I could like rest within myself. And that can be quite exhausting, emotionally exhausting. And I realize now that it's all catching up to me. I think it presents itself in me physically with my health, physiologically, stress, you know, stress definitely manifests itself in the body. Things like high blood pressure, anxiety, fear, and even crying. Crying was something that I never did. But it seems like now that I'm older, all of a sudden, triggers will have me shedding tears where I don't even, my older self or my adult self wouldn't even understand what is the cause of the tears, you know. I don't even feel like the tears are appropriate reaction to the trigger. And so I definitely have been paying attention, and I understand that there's a lot of work to be done, and I intend to do it, because if I don't do it, if I don't take care of me, and if I don't take care of my inner child, then who will? I am going to do a lot more research about this topic, and I intend to share it with you, because I know for a fact that there are a lot of adult women who are walking around with wounded inner childs within them. And just maybe not even adult women, teenage girls who, you know, who have wounded little girls inside them. And they're walking around with wounds that have never healed. And so I would love to impart whatever knowledge I can that would help you progress to a level of healing that will liberate you and allow you to enjoy your life to the fullest, as I intend to do for myself. And so I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be back after these messages. Hey everybody, thanks so much for sticking with me. And before the break, we were talking about the wounded inner child and how if you're not careful, he or she, yes, I said he because I do have some male listeners. Shout out to all my male listeners. And some of them who have told me that they enjoy listening to my podcast, but that I should change the name because it's Hey Little Sister. But they say that they're able to relate to some of the topics we talk about. So shout out to you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to work on something for you guys. Or just stay tuned here. You are more than welcome. So yes, I was saying that if you're not careful, your wounded inner child can take a major control over your life and lead you into situations and make decisions that the healed version of yourself would never, ever, ever make. And so I wanted to come back and talk to you about how you can kind of connect with your inner child and, you know, eventually integrate with her so that, you know, you can make the best in, you know, the best decisions for your life that you will not regret. So one wonderful idea that I had is journaling. You often hear about people journaling, and there are many ways to do it, but this would be a healing journey for your inner child. And you would start off by buying a journal. It can be a plain, it should probably be a plain journal in terms of just lines on the inside, but they're doesn't have to. So you get a journal. I want you to go and find a photograph of yourself from when you were a little girl, and I want you to paste it on the inside of the journal. And if you had a nickname when you were a child, or a name you were affectionately called, like I myself, my name is Andrea, but those closest to me would affectionately call me Drea. So in my journal, for example, I would refer to my inner child as Drea. So I want you to pick a name. And if you don't have a nickname, that's fine. You could say Little Andrea, for example, if you don't have a nickname. And so I want you to look at that picture for a few minutes and kind of focus on her, the image of her, her age, the way she dresses. I want you to think about where she lived. I want you to think about what she was like. circumstances around her childhood. Literally think of her precise age, if you could remember, in that photograph. And then think about some of the things that she liked to do when she was that age, right? Or when you were that age. But I want you to kind of detach from her for a moment and think of her as if she were your child. And once you have kind of visualized that and focused on that for a while, I want you to begin to write to her in a letter format. And, you know, you can start with, Dear Drea, how are you? You know, I remember when you were 10 years old, let's say if the photo was 10 years old, you liked to jump rope outside, and I remember the joy that it gave you, and you would just jump so quickly, and, you know, just the joy that you had was just amazing. I also remember when things were not so good for you. I remember when things changed, or the thing or things that made you feel scared or wounded and hurt. I want you to understand that your feelings were valid, that you were just a little girl, and that little girls do not or should not be made to experience such things. I understand that you didn't feel protected and you didn't feel safe. You deserve to be loved and to feel safe. And I'm so very sorry that it happened to you. I want you to know that I am here for you. Dear Drea, have I cared for you? Have I cared for you and made you felt safe in the decisions that I've made in my life? Have I taken care of you, or have I continued to put you in situations that made you feel unsafe and hurt? If I have, I am so very sorry, and I will make a conscious effort to make sure that you are, going forward, made to feel protected, safe, and that you can trust me. I know that you have trust issues and you don't trust many people in this world, but I want you to know that you can trust me, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that I take care of you, that you get the healing, that you get the safety, that you get the attention that you deserve. So that's just an example, you guys. And, you know, that's something that I would write to myself. And this should be an ongoing dialogue to your inner child. I think it's really important to kind of tap into, you know, who she was at that time, all that she experienced. It's important to validate the feelings. It's important to address any issues of shame or blame, any issues of self-esteem that come up, you know, and to reassure her that you, if no one else, are going to care for her in the way that she deserves to be cared for. And I anticipate that there will be times when you cry, and there will be times that you get angry and you get triggered, but I think that it's important to go through this process. And again, this is only my suggestion. I find journaling to be very therapeutic and helpful, and it helps me to see things about myself and to learn things about myself that I wasn't aware that I had been doing on an unconscious level. And it also allowed me to see who was controlling my decisions, who had the most control over my life. And I hope that it does the same for you. As always, I'm an advocate for therapy. So if this leads you to a place where you decide, hey, I need therapy, I need additional help, then by all means, do that. Whatever it requires to take care of you, take care of you. Life is too short to be worrying about other people and their views on therapy and how taboo or, you know, whatever. Take care of you. You've got one life to live. Do it for your adult self. Do it for your wounded inner child. Do whatever it takes to live the life that you deserve to live. So that's all I have for you today. I hope that this was beneficial, and for sure I will be back. Take care for now. Stay blessed.